We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now, hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Raheel. Raheel is a personal stylist, fashion stylist, and image consultant. She is also the founder of Style Edit by Raheel, a firm dedicated to creating wardrobes and help you discover a style brand that complements every aspect of who you are. So ultimately, the goal is to make you feel the way you want and love the way you look. She has experience in building life-transforming wardrobes and helping women feel great in their clothing so they are empowered to stand out and speak up. She solves the unending question of what should I wear today? So your energy is reserved for family, fulfilling work, and fun. Raheel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, I'm excited because I ask that question every single day. What should I wear today? So I'm hoping you can offer some really good advice to our listeners. But why don't you just tell us a little bit more about your background and what you do?
Yeah, so basically, I was into fashion before, like from my college days. And then, I mean, of course, it just continued. I got married, I came to States. And then after coming here and living here for almost a decade, I joined Fashion Institute of Technology because I just wanted to be, you know, in game. And I learned a lot from there. And then I started my own business. And here I am.
So how did you get into styling for people?
So basically, I am a designer. I have done fashion designing before, like almost a decade ago. And after coming here, I had to actually find my passion. Like, you know, it needed to be something I love doing. So after a lot of soul searching and, you know, to know yourself that what actually makes me happy. And so this is like, I mean, you know, and so I explored myself completely inside out. Now, what is it that I want to do and what makes me happy about myself, about my life? And I also, you know, as a child, I always was a particularly selective person when it came to clothing. I always wanted something which would make me feel me, not just something you just get out, you know, take it out from somewhere and just wear it. So that was the most important thing, actually. And that is what I feel people usually do struggle, because lately a lot of trends and everything, and you just get so much, like, you know, you just want to wear, but there are times when you just don't feel you. And I think when you don't feel you, that is not something you need to do.
Oh yeah, no, I agree with that 100%. So I love the name of your business, Style Edit. But let's talk about that a little bit, because style and fashion are, I think, used interchangeably, but they can also be different. So what is style and how is it different from fashion?
So personal styling is really more of annoying. Like when people come to me, this is something I felt for myself. They have this desire to know that, you know, what will work for them. And I think that is the main actually place to start from, like what actually would work for them. But basically what they're asking is for, like, you know, what they can look like, what is their potential for the way they can look like so they can personally feel good about themselves. And this is what they want to know. Like, you know, they want to love the way they look. They want to like the way they look, and they want to love the way they feel, importantly.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Everyone should love the way they feel.
Exactly. So for me, personally, it comes like feeling is about everything.
Absolutely. So you've said this, personal styling is nothing to do with clothing, but everything about who we become in the clothing we wear. What exactly do you mean by that?
So when I say this, basically what I mean is like, when we look at who we want to become, like from a feeling standpoint, from a behavioral standpoint, from visual standpoint, like it has everything to do with the qualities that are actually in there within you. There are times whether, I mean, you would have identified, accepted or learned, and you may not have also quite have been there yet, but you need to know that, you know, what do you want? How do you want the world to see you? So basically the clothing you wear represents us. The clothing we wear represents us, and that becomes our unique selling point. Like, you know, like this is a personal, I mean, every person has their own style and it defines you. So, I mean, it's like, it's more of a, what you want to view yourself as, what you want, whatever you wear, like what you want the world to look and, you know, think about yourself as.
I like that. I like
feel inside for yeah. yourself.
Absolutely. I like how you said it's how you want the world to see you, and that you're, what you're wearing is really somewhat projecting that a bit.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, it sounds like you're in a really fun industry as well.
Yeah, it is. It is super cool.
So let's talk about networking here a little bit, because obviously that's what this show is about. Can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking story or experience that you've had?
Most successful, I'll be very much honest, I'm very much a shy person and I'm not a very, very, very social person at all. So it really, you know, scares me personally from within when it comes to networking. I become so very much reluctant about this, but still I make sure that I go out, I meet people, I see people. That's how I can help. So, yeah. And also actually I met a lot of few people in my institute where I was learning fashion. And then after that, I worked for New York Fashion Weeks and I met a lot of good people there, And it just went on from there. And also I'm actually going to networking events more as of now. So I'm learning to be there, to be very honest.
So it sounds like the events that you have attended thus far have helped you become more comfortable with getting involved and getting out there and meeting more people.
Exactly. Basically, I personally feel like, you know, you need to do things what scare you the most. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just can't let the fear rule over me personally. It needs to go.
Yeah, I like that. So what do you do to stay in front of or nurture the network that you're building here, this community that you're building?
I basically use a lot of social media. I'm very much active in the pretty much, you know, networking groups on Facebook, on Instagram. So this is something I make sure that I'm active on.
So, okay.
And I also believe that you have to get out and meet people. Yeah, and I'm doing that, of course. But yeah, social media is, I think, the topmost thing which I actually, you know, do.
Nice. Okay. So what advice would you offer the business professional who's looking to grow their network?
To grow the network, like, see, if someone is extroverted and outgoing, I think, you know, they can really just fit in anywhere and they can, you know, show themselves up. But for a person like me, who's pretty much a shy person, and I personally love to be in my closet more. So yeah, and it takes a hell lot of courage for me to actually step out. Like, you know, it's not that I don't like meeting people. I do like I do like to meet people, to connect to them. But, you know, I mean, it's like personally out of the box for me. And I actually started by volunteering. I volunteered. I took whatever opportunities I got when I was in college, and I just grabbed everything. So, you know, I was like, by volunteering and then meeting new people, you meet. And then I think that's how.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's really good to get involved in different organizations and groups, and volunteering your time is a way to connect with other individuals that have similar interests. So, what type of volunteering did you do when you were in college and in school?
I actually assisted a fashion stylist who was also an instructor in FIT, and I assisted her in New York tabletop shows. So I was working with her then, and that was the very first thing I believe I did at that time. And it was a good opportunity. It was a good team, and it was different. It was something I never did before, but I loved it. And after that, I also did some volunteering for the New York Fashion Week. So, you know, I meet people and I just had to be there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's good. I mean, again, getting involved in things that are in alignment with your interests and donating your time and volunteering definitely helps to create some more opportunities.
Yeah, it does. It does.
So you mentioned social media, the groups on Facebook and on Instagram. Digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find more value in? Please explain.
Actually, I myself prefer digital because, and I also believe in today's world, digital does lead to great things. A lot of things, you can do it digitally, whereas going and meeting people. Of course, meeting is good. It is fun. But for a person like me, it's more of a digital.
Nice. Okay. So I would imagine that's because you've got a wider reach maybe, or you're saying it's more fun. So talk about that. Why is it more fun to be digital?
I mean, I feel more comfortable digitally.
Okay.
Personally. So I think, you know, you can just connect right away wherever you are, no matter what part of the world you are in.
Yep.
And so it's instant. And the work is done right there.
You can connect anywhere in the world. I mean, you're in New York, right? And I'm in Milwaukee, and here we are connecting digitally.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm basically from Mumbai. So, you know, it's like...
Yeah, and who would have thought, right? Yeah, this conversation would have happened. And that's how we initially connected, right? It was a Facebook group, I believe.
Exactly, Facebook group. That's how.
All right. So if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
I would definitely tell myself to understand myself more on a deeper level, which I really, really do now, to learn myself and, you know, trust myself even more. And also, of course, to follow my heart. This is something I really learned late, but I'm glad I learned. So I personally believe, yeah, following your heart is the most important thing. It's the best thing I think you can give it to yourself.
No, I think there's a lot of truth to that, is to trust yourself and not really second guess what your heart is telling you to do, right?
Yeah, because I personally believe the heart is not going to scream or yell. It is just going to whisper, and learn to listen to those whispers, I feel.
Very good. So we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person that you would love to connect with? And do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
Honestly, I feel I'm privileged to know a lot of people I've met in my life. And I think I still have to find out who that person would be.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think you have such a wealth of resources, you know, with online that you can get a lot of thought leadership and inspiration from many different directions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there one person that stands out to you that you continue to follow online that has some great resources that maybe it'd be great to connect with them in person one day?
Yeah, I follow some bloggers, some wisdom inspiring people. Like I follow Jay Shetty. I follow, I really like his videos.
Okay, nice. So do you think if you had the opportunity to potentially connect with him in person, how would you go about reaching out to him and connecting with him?
I just send an email, probably.
Okay. Digitally, right?
Of course.
Okay. All right, Rahil. So as a business owner yourself and someone who's constantly learning, I'm always curious what books my guests are reading. So what book are you reading right now?
Right now, I'm reading Ask and It Is Given by Jerry and Esther Hicks. And it's like a pretty much intense book. It's all about manifestation, learning to manifest your desires, positive thinking, and also creating the life you desire. So, yeah, this is what I'm actually reading since a while.
Nice. I've not heard of that one. I'm going to have to check it out for sure.
Oh, yeah, it is good. I haven't completed yet, to be honest, but yeah, it's pretty much intense. So I really need to be in the zone to actually read that. I just can't read it anytime.
Sure. There's definitely a lot of books that require full focus.
Exactly.
Nice. Okay. Rahil, do you have any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
I would say stop focusing on how you look. Focus on how you actually feel in your outfits as a person, like, you know, and also believe in yourself, get out of your own way. We actually tend to overthink so much that we actually are standing in our own way, that, you know, what if needs to go.
I like that. Stop focusing on how you look and start focusing on how you feel. I think that's a very powerful message that everyone needs to let sink in and really kind of start moving forward. And believing in yourself, is there's so much truth that goes with that statement. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
If anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
You can email me or they can reach me through my website. So digitally, I'm always available.
Yeah, absolutely. We will include that information in the show notes. So feel free to reach out to Rahil via email or on her website. Rahil, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Great conversation. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Rahil for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.